It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a fractious Friday, a Fab Four Friday. That means we play the Fab Four today. Who's the Fab Four? Do you know who the Fab... You're too loud. Do you know who the Fab Four is, Ashley?
Well, I do now because last time you asked me the same question.
Oh. How's that? Is that better now?
Better, thank
okay.
you.
All right. And they are the Beatles. So we play Beatles today for all of our music in and out. And
deja vu.
Yeah. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each and every day by TWN. TWN Communications is growing in Bullhead City. Yes. Now, when do they come to your neighborhood? You got to go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. And you can sign up right there. And then they send you emails and tell you, you know, here's where we're at, here's where we're coming. And you get to find out when they come to your neighborhood. If you don't want to do that, you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place for lunch and shopping. Downstairs, we got three great restaurants. The Island Style Kitchen, the Unique Eatery, and Daniel's. Upstairs, well, we got everything from clothing to boots, chocolate to movies, sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the mall, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a nail salon, and a dollar store. Come check us out at the mall. Southwest Financial Center. Hey, do you have an expensive Medicare plan F or G? And you're thinking, I need to get out of this. It's too expensive. Well, a major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed underwriting rules for a while. I think till the end of next month. And you can call, because right away you could qualify for a new G plan, and you could save $100 a month. How cool is that? Call Gary at the Southwest Financial Center, 928-763-4360. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. Oh, yes. And if you haven't tried it, well, make plans. Get up there. Right next to CVS. You can't miss it. So it used to be Firehouse Coffee. Right. And you check the website for specials. And if you want, so many people do this. They order their lunch every day from there. They order it like on Saturday, pick it up on Sunday, and they got their lunch for the whole week. You can do that all on the web. ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com. All right, now into the studio, and come on, what are you doing? There we go. And we have our guest, first guest today, Ashley Gerich.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And Ashley is running for Bullhead City Mayor. Tell us a little bit about your history and your involvement.
So, history. I have lived in Bullhead City, Arizona for about 27 years, a majority of my life. I'm 33 years old. I have five wonderful children, and we own Ace Plumbing, my other half and I. And as far as involvement, I've been fairly involved for quite some time, anywhere from cheerleading coach to Little League to... Chamber of Commerce ambassador, and I mean, the list goes on. It's very
And now you're on the high school board.
I am on the high school board, yes. I think we've done some really great things there. So I try to be very active because I want to make sure that, you know, my kids live in a good environment, good community.
Excellent. Do you have anyone supporting you? Like somebody that we would know, recognize, or support you for mayor?
Oh, well, I haven't been endorsed. I haven't asked for endorsements. Okay. I kind of did this, you know, like I said, for the families, for myself, for our community members, our locals. And so, no, I haven't had any endorsements except for, you know, just friends that support me, and no endorsements so far.
Okay. Do you have a favorite past city council member or mayor?
No, I think, you know, and I think most of the people that go on these, you know, they work to make the community a better place. I think all of them have done something in their own little niche that have brought more betterment to our community.
Who works directly for the council?
I'm sorry?
In the city. Who works directly for the city council?
Well, I would like to say Toby Cotter and our clerk.
Right.
But then again, you know, a majority of individuals have to make a decision. So I think that...
There's two more that work for the council. Four total. Oh, okay. The city attorney and,
oh, I apologize.
And the judge.
And the judge.
And you're going to be an attorney. Where's
who is the judge right now? Isn't he...
Pete, I can't think of his last name, but he's about to retire. Yeah.
I can't remember his last name either.
I am. How much water does Bullhead City have, and do you see conservation measures ahead for us?
So acre feet, I can't remember off the top of my head, but we are allocated for about 100,000 citizens. As you know, we're probably about 50, 60. I think it's a lot more than the census, because you know how that goes.
Yep.
But I think that we definitely, I think we need to start taking precautions.
Okay. Are we doing enough for the homeless in our town?
I think that as far as, I think COVID kind of set everybody back in their endeavors to make things happen for our city. And so we have individual organizations, the homeless shelter that does their very best with what they have, and the city has, you know, subsidized them. I think that if we worked a little bit differently in a more astute manner, then maybe we can do a little bit more for them.
Do you believe that we need a second homeless shelter in North Bullhead?
No, I think, if anything, I believe it was several million dollars that it took to build this current one. So if they were going to do anything, I would support maybe expanding so they have more beds, but I don't think a second one is necessary, no.
Okay. And someone's texting me at the same time. People don't call in with questions, they just text. Can you tell me what businesses are coming to Bullhead City?
Yeah, Ulta Beauty. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm ecstatic. We got Jimmy John's coming. We have several businesses coming to the area. I think that we need to start going out and recruiting businesses that, you know, that we don't have. Like, Ulta Beauty is really awesome because it's almost like a mall for women and women products.
I wonder why no guys are excited about it, but okay.
It's all makeup and,
yeah,
and goods like shampoos and stuff. So I think we need to cater to kind of just recruiting specific things that we don't necessarily have here.
Okay. This question came from a listener. Do you believe that the 2020 election was stolen?
I believe there was a lot of fraud that went on, yes.
And are you worried this year?
Very worried, yes. I've you know, worked hand-in-hand with several people throughout the state as far as election integrity and making sure that there's maybe like a reform for the election process as far as making sure that everything is copacetic. But, you know, there's a lot of pushback on that one.
Okay. Do you believe that Bullhead is transparent enough?
I think we have a great budget transparency. As far as other transparencies, I think we can do better on that.
Okay. How can Bullhead City help the lack of qualified workforce?
So I'm, as you know, I'm on the school board, and I always think that we should keep our people that are going from childhood to adulthood and bring them back here, because most of them go off to school, you know, out of the area. We don't, a lot of them do, and then they'll come back. So we need to make sure that whether it be the city or the school board or the MCC, we do training programs and we bring it at ease, right? You in order to go to like MCC, you got to call 15 different places. it's a task. And so we need to start mentoring our people, our younger individuals, and trying to get them more lucrative training and jobs and things like that.
Okay. Community Park has almost been cut in half with a road that went through it so that they could charge for parking on the north side by the future splash pad. Former City Council Member Mark Clark was in favor of removing that parking lot and increasing the size of the park. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't necessarily think that our park was cut in half, considering, as everybody can see, it's not like it's a secret. They're shoveling stuff out of there, which I wasn't too thrilled about just because of the animal life. But as far as the road, it's very hard for people to be able to go there anyways. We have a lot of transients there. I can't even take my children because I've been, scurried off by some transient individuals saying it's their park. So I think what we need to do is we need to make sure that problem's solved first.
Okay. Can you think of other water safety ideas for Colorado River?
So I have a lot. I've actually been a part of a group that is working together to bring up a plan to make things better as far as on the water, more accountability to both the city and anybody else on the water that's driving a watercraft. And I think we've got a lot of good things in the channel as far as being able to approach and present to the Parks and Recs Department or Commission.
What ideas do you have for reducing traffic on Highway 95?
Well, they already have plans. They're going to do the right-hand turn lanes. I think we have, we started out asking for about $18 million. We didn't get that, unfortunately. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that next time around. They're in session. But I think they got about $9 million. So they'll be able to ease that as long as they they have space. I think that's my worry right now as far as getting those turn lanes in.
Okay. This is a grade, A to F. So each topic here. City parks,
can I narrow that a little bit to city park employees? I think they're doing an amazing job, and they love their park. Each one, a lot of them have their own specific area. I think they're doing A-plus job.
How about our roads?
Our roads. I'm irritated about the train thing. I live off a train, so, it is what it is. But, I got so angry when they decided to repave train instead of other places that could have used it more.
The water system.
Well, the water system has cost us a lot of money. I'm not very happy about it. I have a neighbor down the street. She came to me crying. She had tears rolling down her face because she had a $1,200 water bill, and she had a leak. And so we need to make sure that we've got everybody. Obviously, it's a new organization for them. It's
right.
A new business. So they have to work out the kinks, and I hope that we can do that with least financial devastation as we can.
And the grade? And the grade?
You know what? I'm going to do a C minus right now just because of the water outages.
Our police department.
I love our PD, and I give PD and police officers an A-plus themselves, yes.
Okay. Planning and zoning.
Oh, planning and zoning is fine. A.
Okay. Animal control.
Animal control, I think, has been put on this map as far as not being the... I give them an A, and all of the individuals that work really hard to take care of those animals.
Senior campus.
Senior campus, I'm really upset that the city took the senior building away from them.
From who?
From the seniors. They had a freestanding building.
No, it belonged to the county.
Right. The seniors were in there. They've been in there for a very long time. And
they still are.
What?
They still are.
No. Actually, the Senior Center was a freestanding building behind the Nutrition Center. So I just hope that, you know, the 18-month span that we're going to take to make sure that the senior building is built for them, I hope it comes to fruition. I'm going to make sure that happens for them.
Okay. Great.
So I'm not even going to give a grade.
Okay. City Manager Toby Cotter.
A grade?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think he's a very smart man. I think he's doing the best he can, and I think that he's doing his job. So am I?
Grade?
You know what? A for effort.
Okay. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Ashley. And, of course, if you're interested in calling in with a question, 702-298-1063. Coming up next, well, it was going to be Paul Lavoie with Speak Out 2.0, but unfortunately his guest had to cancel at the last minute. So it'll be Dennis Prager in for an hour, and then Sean Hannity. Monday on the program here, we're going to have Mojave County Sheriff's Office, Stacy Mickelson. And she is in charge of evidence. And Cameron Hack, and he's in charge of the body cameras. So it should be an interesting show on Monday. I hope you tune in. Stick around. We're going to come right back. I do want to tell you a couple things going on. Tomorrow, the CASA Council is having a back-to-school carnival at Desert Valley from 10 to 1. And Sounds of Kingman on Sunday in Kingman at the Metcalf Park.
With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's Fish Friday! Yay! You can go in there and eat all the fish you want today. I have lunch there with a customer at noon, so say hi when you walk by. And check out some of their new bakery-inspired items for breakfast. Check out the new delicious buttermilk pancakes topped with hot melted chocolate. I know. I'm going to have to take a look at that if they serve somebody that while I'm there. See the all-new breakfast menu at Perkins. Then, of course, there's desserts. Fresh cookies, muffins, pies, brownies, chocolate overload cake. Don't forget, though, all the fish you can eat. I'll see you there in an hour and a half. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, car parts, and cars, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they're proud to announce they have a $5,000 grant with SunWatt Education Dollars. Right. Teachers, you need to submit a curriculum based around renewable energy. Grants need to include your objective, the materials, supplies, and a cost breakdown. Questions, call Julia at MEC, 928-763-1100. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County, Bullhead, Kingman, Havasu. If you have an electrical issue at your business or your home, call Walker. If you have Highline Power, call Walker. New construction, call Walker. 928-718-9444. And put that number in your cell phone because they're also available on the weekends if you have an emergency. All right, we got about 2 minutes left here with Ashley. And let's see, is Bullhead City doing enough for our families in the recreation area?
Families, our local families?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I think we need to do a better job.
Okay.
That's what I plan to do.
All right. What keeps you awake at night when you think about Bullhead City?
When I think about Bullhead City, it's what kind of future I'm leaving my kids.
Okay. Something else you would like to see in Bullhead City?
You know what? I think I would like to see a teen recreation center come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When can the mayor give direction to the city manager?
Well, he can always give his opinion. I think that that's his job, is to support his city manager and to give him his thoughts. But as far as making him do something, that's not necessarily how that works.
Okay. When can he give him direction?
When there's a vote.
Okay. In the council meeting?
Yes.
Right. And what is the role and responsibilities of the mayor that city council members don't have?
Well, he gets to bring the items to the agenda, and he stands on a couple of boards as far as, like, retirement board and things like that. And, yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. Do you have a website or a phone number or email that you want people to get a hold of you?
Sure. They can call me on my cell phone. It's 520-831-3890. I always give that out.
I know, a lot of people do. So not yours, but their own. Yeah. Ashley, thank you so much for coming in.
All right.
We appreciate
you.
It.
I appreciate you. Thank
All
you.
Right. I'll be back after this, and we'll have Linda in here.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at the Loftland Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Hi. My name is Jack Mathire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities, offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch, with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
If you currently have an expensive Medicare F or G supplement and have been considering a change, listen up. A major U.S. insurance carrier has relaxed the underwriting rules for a very short time. This could possibly save you up to hundreds of dollars a month. Call the Southwest Financial Center for details. You may instantly qualify for a Plan G supplement. Call the Southwest Financial Center at 928-763-4360. Ask about a free fitness membership and household discount. 928-763-4360.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a four-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The exceptional, hardworking employees keep the place sanitized, every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and monitoring. And they have an owner on the job every day. My phone's ringing. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron Services at 928-758-5499. Pet 5150. Yes, I saw the video this morning. They still fill one pool with nothing but ice. There was a German Shepherd this morning eating the ice. Anyhow, if you want to take your dogs to Pet 5150, call Liz. They love it there. You should see the videos on Facebook. It's like a spa. They love running around and in and out of the pools. And then they drink the water in the pool. You go, come on, there's fresh water inside. Why are you drinking that water that you just stood in? But they do. Now, the dogs love it there. It's like a dog park inside and outside. Dogs enjoy it. Check out the videos. You'll know what I'm talking about. Book your dog today. Call Liz at 928-577-7390. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? A vacation home, a pool, an add-on, maybe to refi? Well, call the founder and the CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You go into his office, you sit down. He's got a huge desk. It's almost the size of a football field. And you sit down at one end, and he's at the other end, and you start filling out paperwork. You want $130,000 for a pool and landscaping, a whole new backyard. Okay, $130,000. You start filling out the paperwork, and you look up, and he's gone. He's not at his desk anymore. That's because his desk is just like, you know, it's a dumbwaiter. He has a chair that goes down into the basement, down into the vault, which is the size of the Pentagon. Every shelf has money on it. He gets your $130,000, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, into the studio now. And Linda Saldana?
Saldana.
Saldana. Saldana. I had Juan in here the other day, and I couldn't. He stumped me on his last name. So, Linda, you're running for city council.
Yes.
Give me a little bit of history and personal career information.
About me?
Yeah.
Well, I moved out here 19 years ago. And to start a new life, basically. And so before I came over here, we lived in California, and I ran a business for 17 years. And due to, I wish I could have kept it, but due to divorce, I had to split it up and give it to my girls, because I had girls that worked with me, so that I didn't have to share it. So,
with him.
Exactly, with him. And so, so I ran a business and I came out here and I had some wonderful people, that were really good. And I, opened up Freedom Auto Sales. That was my very first job that I got out here. Yeah, so I opened that up, stayed with Steve and Claudia for a while, and they're great people. He even asked me to come back one time, and I was like, oh, it's going backwards. And, of course, you know, I worked for the camera broadcasting, and I also worked for another dealership out here called Gold River Autos. I got in the car business, which was kind of, you know, so, but I learned to negotiate, so that was really great to do. And then plus, usually with the budget and stuff, I was able to run a budget. And then I worked for Joshua Springs. That was a activity. That was kind of a fun job because as an activity director, I had live music every week for the residents and stuff. So I used a lot of my skills because I also had a budget too with my job at Joshua Springs. So. So I came out here, started a new life, and I just love this town. I really do. I love it to death. I've seen it grown over the years. I've seen the changes, and I know we're going to have more changes here, you know. And the thing, I want to be part of that. I want to be able to be involved more in the community now that I'm semi-retired. You know, because I've always volunteered, even when I was in California, I was a community liaison out there, and I, you know, volunteered a lot out there. So I want to do the same thing here now that I'm able to do more.
Do you have anyone that we know that's supporting you?
Well, I have my friends. I mean, financially, no, but support, you know, behind me, my friends, my church, just a lot of people that I've come to know and stuff. And as you know, I do I'm involved in a live jam that we have out here every Sunday. That's been almost 12 years. We're going on 12 years. And, I get a lot of promotion out there, too,
yeah,
when people come in. So, yeah, it's very nice that, you know, you've got people that, you know, that I've known over the years, and they know who I am.
Do you have other involvement in Bullhead City?
I'm on the Meals on Wheels Board of Directors. I do that. And I also do a mobility class. I lead Tai Chi.
Oh, okay.
They're at the Senior Center also. And I'm looking – I'm just so excited about the Senior Center because we're getting the new building. And I know next week they're having this meeting, so I can't wait to find out more. And just to be involved with our seniors. I love it because they need a quality of life. I know a lot of them will end up going into the assistant living, but some of them, you know, they're not, and they're home, and they need more activity, you know, to get out. So we have a lot of ideas to help this, you know, to get it more for the seniors, to really work harder for the seniors so they can still have a thing of life.
Do you have a favorite past city council member or mayor?
You know, I think they all have done a good job. I can't complain on it, so I'm not going to pick.
Okay.
I'm not going to pick.
How much water rights do we have in Bullhead City, and do you see conservation measures in our future?
How much water rights do we have?
Yeah.
Well, I really don't know that question,
okay,
to be honest with you, but I know that we need more rain, and because we haven't had any rain. I have to say, and I was thinking about it, the rain that we had, the lots of rain that we had, was probably back in 2020 on my birthday that I got to stay home because I won't drive out in the rain. And it was raining for a couple of days. But we haven't really had a lot of rain these last couple of years, you know. And I'm sure, you know, we need to get more snow, too, out in Colorado so that we can have more water coming out here. But we know we're going to have to probably, something doesn't happen, we probably have to conserve.
Okay. Is Bullhead City doing enough for the homeless population?
That is something close to my heart. I want to say there's more we can do, and that's one thing I'm going to get involved with a lot more, because I worked with them for about 4 years with Calvary Chapel Outreach, and we had them out there, and yes, some of them have problems. And I came across some information that could be used to help those who do have mental problems. We do need, and I have to say, we do need volunteers to come in, like, you know, like doctors or whatever, to try to get some of these people out. And people need to understand there's a difference between homeless and transits. That the homeless is those that have, you know, lost everything. They're on the street, they lost everything. And we also have to remember we have teenagers that are also homeless.
Do we need to build a second homeless shelter in North Bullhead?
You know what? Absolutely not, for the reason that I think that if we do, that'll just encourage more people to come here that don't need to be here. You know, and I'm not being mean about it. I just feel that what we have right now, what we have, our Bullhead people that we have right now that are homeless, those are the ones that we need to be more focused on.
Okay. Mojave High School is adding metal detectors for students and guests. What are your thoughts?
Well, I know California, they did that too. So it's a shame that that has to come to that. But the way the world is right now, I think we should be, we should have security guards out there, you know, armed security. I think that would be, you know, not noticeable, but knowing that there is somebody out there and the children are protective, because who knows what's going to come out here with the borders open.
Right. What are your thoughts on the 2020 election being stolen?
Well, you know, it blew me away. It blew me away when Fox announced Biden as the winner at 8 o'clock. And our polls were only closed for an hour, you know. So, yeah, really. But, you know, the truth always comes out. You know, the truth will always come out, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Are you worried about this year's election?
I'm hoping that they do it with some integrity this year. I'm hoping they watch closer on what's going on, you know, that they really, really, you know, have their eye on it. I was excited because I got my new voter's card.
Oh.
And I guess they send you a new one every so often. So, yeah, I was real excited about it. So I'm hoping that they do check the cards that when you, you know, because people have them.
Can you tell me what businesses are coming to Bullhead City?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you believe Bullhead City is transparent enough?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What can Bullhead City do to help the lack of qualified workforce?
Well, you know, that has a lot to do in the upbringing. I think it's the upbringing that has a lot to do. My kids work. And they saw me work. They saw me build a business. And, you know, and I'm proud that, you know, they're not afraid to go out and work no matter how much, you know, if they need a second job, they'll get it. But I think the kids growing up these days, I think they want a lot of things handed to them. And I think they need to understand that if you really, really want something in life, you have to work for it. That's how we grew up. You have to work for it.
Okay. Community Park has almost been cut in half with a road that the city council voted to put through it so they could charge for the north parking lot and the future splash pad area. Former city council member Mark Clark was in favor of removing that parking lot and expanding the size of the park. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? I thought about that when I was driving over here because I passed right by the park. I really don't hit the park that much anymore because of how crowded it gets. So I drove by and I looked over and I'm looking at it and I said, well, how are the people getting to the information center? You know, I had that question in my mind because I seen it was so blocked out. Everything, I'm going, how do you get in there? Because it's really, you know, kind of blocked out. So when I go back, I'm going to have to check it out again. But I think that they need to leave room for parking, for one thing, and leave the, you know, build it little by little. We don't have to, like, go in there and just start tearing it up and doing things. Right now with the splash park, that's a great idea for the kids, you know, because I think it's a safer place in the river for them to play in, you know, so because sometimes there's little kids out here too. So.
Okay. Do you have any ideas to increase water safety on the Colorado River?
Well, that is a work in progress. I think that the lifeguards, we do need more lifeguards out there. And I think we should employ within, because I think this is a good way for somebody, you know, the kids from the high school or even the colleges, a future job for them. You know, I think that would be great. I just read on Facebook about the waiting on the toxicology report from the last accident that we had. I think something, this is something Bullhead might need to want to look into, of getting something that's going to work a little bit faster, you know, okay. to find out, you know, this is taking too long for a toxicology report to come in for somebody, whether they were doing drugs or drinking or whatever. I think we need something for the police station. They need to upgrade something like that so they can get things done quicker.
What ideas do you have for reducing traffic on Highway 95?
I think the city's doing a really good job right now because I drive it every so often. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be driving it because I work in Fort Mojave. And I drive it probably three times a week, maybe twice. And I think that it's doing good. The right lanes are going to be a big asset to the streets. When I go home, because I live off Marina, you know, I love just going, zooming right in there and just getting on that extra lane and turning, you know, without, you know, anybody hitting me behind or me hitting somebody from behind. So, yeah, I think they're doing a good job on that one.
Okay, this is a grade system question.
Uh-oh.
A to F.
Uh-oh.
F being fail. What grade would you give our city parks?
Oh, our city parks, I think I'm going to give them an A for the reason that I saw how Rotary Park has grown and improved, and it looks beautiful.
Our roads.
It's a work in progress. Let's give them a B minus.
Okay. Our water system.
I'm going to give it a C minus.
Okay. Our police department.
A plus plus.
Okay.
Because you know why? I've seen how much they have grown. Because, you know, we used to have a lot of other drugs in here, and I've seen how much they cleaned it up, and I'm just so proud of them that, you know, and I'm going to back the blue. My dad was an officer, so, yeah, you know, and they're doing a great, great job.
Planning and zoning.
They're doing a great job.
Okay.
They're doing a good job.
Animal control.
Animal control, I think they're doing a good job. I want to see what's going to happen with the how they split it now with the animal welfare, so, you know.
And what grade would you give them?
I would give them a B.
A B.
Yeah.
Senior campus.
My friend. I work with Kim Cole. I volunteered. She's the one, I don't know, it's so funny, we were talking about the other day. She and I met a long time ago. We don't remember what event it was, but we knew, and we found out that her daughter and my daughter were both born on 8/3/83. So we're going to be celebrating our daughter's birthdays this coming week. But, yeah, we were talking about that and how long. She's the one who got me into volunteering for the community. She got me in a lot of stuff in the community to volunteer back then. I give her an A++.
Okay. All right. City Manager Toby Cotter.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know him very well, so I'm going to I'll give him a B.
Okay. Does Bullhead City need to continue to throw money into the water system?
That's a toughie. You have no idea. I wish they didn't have to, but because I think because of negotiations that weren't we're just gonna have to throw more money in there.
Okay.
We have no choice, and I hope it works out.
Is Bullhead City doing enough for the families with recreation?
I think they probably could do more. With the park on train, and then our community and our Rotary Park. There's so many things for the children and family. But there's always room for more. There's always room for more.
What keeps you awake at night when you think about Bullhead City?
Oh, man. I'm like Michael Jackson, man. My mind's always going. I want to say, I think the drug, I'm really worried about the drugs, you know,
okay.
and some of the break-ins that we've had out here. So.
Is there something you would like to see new in Bullhead City?
I just want to see how it's going to grow. because right now it's still the nice little place that, you know, I moved here 19 years ago, but it's just a little grown a lot more. So,
okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. Let's take our first break with you. We got about 9 minutes left in the hour. Once again, Paul Lavoie will not be on today with Speak Out. He was going to have Mark Fitchin in there, but something has come up, and Mark can't make it. But Mark will be on Speak Out next Wednesday. So if you were going to miss him, he's running for Secretary of State. If you're looking forward to that show today, he'll be on Wednesday.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with a $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. Submissions are now being accepted for grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area until the August 31st deadline. Two grants will be awarded, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short, written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and materials and a cost breakdown. Please email your write-up to MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Do you want help with your retirement planning? Well, call Jack Mafara. It's very simple. Sit down with him in his Kingman office or Bullhead City office and let him tell you what he can do for you. It's a free consultation. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 years, right here in Bullhead City. He must know what he's doing. Call him up, 928-888-9828. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state areas, residents and visitors, a 24-hour emergency room if you need it, a chest pain center, and cardiac catheterization available 24/7, and cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, because they do, 928-763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions, well, how are the comfort tools in your home or your business? Are they going to last all summer? We could get back up to 118 for a week or so, you know. Are you going to die in your own home or business? Your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler, that they need a tune-up. Everybody in Needles and Bullhead City calls Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Give them a call. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah. When's the last time you ate there? When's the last time you sat out there and looked at the greens when you were having lunch and enjoyed yourself? You had steaks or pastas or burgers or sandwiches, you know, nightly specials. And then the barbecue twice a month, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Dine in or carry out the food? The public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Go to laughlinranch.com to see the whole menu. All right, back with Linda here in the studio. And Linda, Bullhead City started with a 2-cent sales tax way back in the 80s. Do we need to raise that?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right.
That was the good thing part about me moving here. The economy was, I mean, it was like, it wasn't bad at all.
And this came from a listener. Should Bullhead City establish a certification for service dogs that go into businesses?
Well, I think it's, some of the businesses allow the dogs to go in there because they have really nice patios in the back. I've seen a few at one of the restaurants that I'm at every week that the dogs do come in. They're clean. They're not like, you know, raggedy dogs or anything. They're very well groomed dogs. But I don't know. A lot of people, you know, my girls are my babies. They're everything. That's why I work, because I have to keep a roof over their heads.
There you go.
You know.
Okay. When can the Bullhead City Council give direction to the city manager?
I think any time.
Okay. Riverview. Riverview and the city plan calls for it to line up eventually with Oatman Road. It'll curve a little bit to Oatman Road.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move the traffic light and everything because they want it to be able to go all the way to the parkway. Oatman Road has 3 speed limits right now, 45 and then 35 and 25. How do they fix that?
I would leave it the way it is because when you're coming from, say, the parkway down Oatman and it dies out from 45 to 35 to 25. I think that it's good because, you know, if you're speeding down that 25, it's going to be really hard to stop right there in the middle of Miracle Mile, mm-hmm. right there. So, it needs to stay the way it is. I think it needs to stay the way it is.
Okay. Linda, we're done with our questions.
Wow.
Do you have a website or phone number or email for people to get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me on Linda Saldana on Facebook. And you also could, if you want to email me, you can email me at Linda Saldana. It's LindaSaldana40 at gmail.com.
Okay. Linda, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, a couple things to tell you about this weekend. Yes, going on today, there's a food drive in Needles at 1402 Bailey. It goes on till noon today. You got another hour. And then also Needles has a blood drive that goes till 1 o'clock today at the Needles Community Center. Tuesday night is teen night in Bullhead City at Hope United Methodist Church, 6 to 8. Call Morgan at Westcare if you have questions, 763-1945. The Kingman Chamber has a morning mixer on the 28th at Beale Street MCC Center, 7:30 in the morning. Call the Chamber up there if you have questions, 928-753-6253. And finally, next Thursday, the Aquarius has a blood drive here from 11 o'clock until 4. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Everyone, have a great day. Don't forget, it's going to be Dennis Prager, then Sean Hannity. We'll see you on Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.